mercado de lo que sus empleados solicitan, en ese momento una persona se está convirtiendo de un Nerón bueno, como lo fue históricamente, en el Nerón que ha pasado la historia, es decir, un ser despótico. Desafortunadamente, yo conozco directivos de empresas, hoy en día podrían ser denominados Nerones, porque si bien es cierto, no han quemado ciudades, pero sí que han arrasado empresas en el sentido de que han dañado a muchísimas personas pensando solo en su bien personal.
Si quieres descubrir las claves del éxito de la mano de Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado, no te pierdas las dos nuevas convocatorias del seminario Emprender y Liderar, las claves del éxito. El jueves 27 de septiembre o el jueves 25 de octubre de 16:30 a 20:30 horas en Áncora Madrid, calle Trafalgar 6. Solicita más información en grupovaughan.com/seminario. Descubre. Aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio. Ahora en Vaughan Radio, English O'Clock, con Julia.
Welcome to English O'Clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio are Jessica and Annabelle, Jesus and Teresa. How are you guys?
Fine, thank you. Not bad at all.
Jesus loves to say
And what about you?
Well, I'm actually not too good. You're not bad at all. I'm not too good because I feel a little bit funny today, but that's probably because I'm tired. So we're going to start off with the Twitter question. It's a can question, and I want to know whether you can play the violin. So the question goes, can you play the violin? And you can either answer in the affirmative, or if you know how to play the violin. And if you don't know how to play the violin, you answer in the negative question. All right, we started practicing it yesterday. We will keep practicing it today, so it's out there. Go to Twitter at English_clock, and you can answer the question that will, you know, find out at the end of this program. Meanwhile, we're going to do question mix number 53, and it starts to get a little bit difficult. The question mix is getting ahead of where we are because it's starting to talk about the past, which we have not seen yet, but we will very shortly. So question mix number 53 goes like this. Who was here yesterday? Jessica, who was here yesterday?
I was here yesterday.
All right, very good. Tell me to ask you where you were yesterday, Annabelle.
Where were you yesterday?
But tell me to ask you where you were yesterday.
Julia, ask me where I was yesterday.
Again. And now remember Ferrari, it's not yesterday.
Yesterday. Julia, ask me where I was yesterday.
Yes, dice yesterday. Una boquita pequeña, yesterday. Very good. Annabelle, good. What is she asking me? Well, what is she telling me, actually?
She is telling you to ask her.
To ask her. Yes, to ask her.
Where you were yesterday.
Not me.
Where she was yesterday.
Very good. Where were you yesterday, Annabelle? Wait, what am I asking her?
You are asking her where she was yesterday.
Very good. So where were you yesterday?
I was in the program radio.
I was in the radio program.
I was in the radio program.
Very good. Also known as I was here.
Okay.
Just to make it easier. Very good. She's short and petite. She's short and petite. Give me the question. Give me the corresponding question.
What does she like?
She likes chocolate.
What does she look like?
What does she look like? She's short and petite. Very good. Am I playing paddle or am I playing tennis?
You're not playing either.
Very good. Who's on Twitter? You, me, or Annabelle?
All of us is in are in tweet in t- on Twitter.
All of us are on Twitter. Very good. When we talk about social media like Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, we don't say in, we say on. Are you on Facebook? I'm not on Facebook. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Very good. I'm on LinkedIn. Are you on LinkedIn?
No, I'm not.
Very good. I'm on Instagram. Are you on Instagram?
No, I'm not.
Very good. I'm on Twitter. Are you on Twitter?
No, I'm not.
Y acabo de decir que todos estamos en Twitter. Así se pilla mentirosos.
She's a liar.
She's a liar. Very good. So when talking on about the social media or in general about the internet, it's on. All right. I have to check something on the internet. And I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on, I don't know what else there is. Okay. Ask me if my throat hurts.
Does your throat hurts?
Does
your throat hurts?
Hurt.
Does your throat hurt?
Very good. No, it doesn't. Not anymore. It did hurt yesterday a little bit.
Not horses.
It's not horse. No. Is there any medicine in this room?
No, there isn't.
Very good. Ask me if I have a cough drop in my pocket.
Do you have cough?
A cough drop
in your pocket.
Very good. Empiezan las apuestas. ¿Quién apuesta a que Annabelle sabe que es cough drop? Annabelle, what is cough drop?
Pastilla para,
¿para
la, la garganta. O para la cabeza. O, no lo sé.
Para la tos. Ah. Para la tos. Cough, la tos, drop, pues una pastilla para la tos. Very good. No, there is no cough drop in my pocket. Ask me if I'm going to go to bed early today.
Are you going to bed early today?
Ask me if I'm going to go.
Are you going to go to bed early today?
Again.
Are you going to go to bed early today?
Very good. Yes, I am. I am going to go to bed early today. Probably about 9:30, 10, hopefully. And do you know what a typical Polish home remedy is?
No, I don't know what a typical home...
Polish
home remedy is.
Very good. Do you know what a remedy is?
Remedio. Healing, no?
Yes. So a very typical Polish remedy is hot, very extremely hot milk, butter, and honey all mixed together, and you drink it. I used to hate it as a child. As an adult, I quite like it. he has big dark eyes and long black hair.
What does she look like? What does he look like?
Very good. And now a little bit less robotic. A little bit more melodic. And with more melody.
What does he look like?
What does he look like?
What does he look like? Does he look like?
Yes, what does he look like? Very good. Are you listening to the radio or are you listening to me?
I'm not listening. I am listening to you.
I hope you are. Very good. Is there a water fountain near your house?
Yes, there is.
Very good. How many coffees do you drink a day, Jessica?
I drink one coffee a day.
Very good. And is she pointing at the TV or is she talking on the phone?
You are not pointing.
She.
She's not pointing either.
But the question is she pointing at the TV or is she talking on the phone?
She's not doing either.
She's not doing either. Very good. Can you write a novel, Jesus?
No, I can't.
Very good. Do you know how to write well, Jessica?
I think so.
Very good. And are there any plants in your house?
Yes, there are.
Very good. Do you try to take care of your plants?
Yes, I do.
Do
yes,
you
I
try
do.
To care?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Do you really make an effort?
Yes, I do.
All right. Very good. And where do you want to go on holiday, Annabelle? Where do you want to go on holiday?
I want to go to the beach.
You want to go to the beach. Very good. Tell me to point at Jesus and to look at you.
Point at Jesus and look at me.
Very good. What is she telling me, Teresa?
She's telling you to point at Jesus, to point at Jesus and look at her.
Very good. So what does she want me to do?
She wants you to... She wants you to point at Jesus and look at Jessica.
Very good. So what am I about to do?
You are about to look at me and point at Jessica.
No, I'm about to point at you and look at her.
You are about to point at me and look at Jessica.
Very good. What am I doing?
You are pointing at him and looking at me.
And looking at me. Very good. Do you prefer hot chocolate or hot coffee?
I prefer hot coffee.
Hot coffee. Very good. Am I 170 or am I 140?
You are 70. You are...
Am I 170 or am I 140?
You are 170.
You are 170. Very good. How tall are you, Jessica?
Around 173, 2.
Okay, very good. Annabelle, how tall are you?
I'm around 170.
Very good. Jesus?
I'm 175.
Well, lo de five lo dejamos ahí, ¿eh?
Yes, five. Yes, that's true.
Con el flequillo.
Con la cresta.
Es mi medida. 175.
Era.
Sí, sí. Lo sigue siendo.
Que sí, que me nos parece muy bien.
Bueno, vamos, pero que os habéis creído.
Que sí.
Soy más alto que vos todas vosotras.
Justas.
Juntas no, separadas.
Teresa, how tall are you?
I'm 170.
más alto no, pero más grande desde luego. All right, so this is how we speak about our height. All right, so I'm 170, mido 1.70 m. All right. If you are mides 1.56 m, well, then you're 156. Okay. So we start. If you're taller than 2 meters, you'll be 215, for example. 2 meters y 15 centímetros. So we say the meters and then the centimeters. Okay. Good. Question number 24. Are there any cables in this room? Jesus. Are there any cables in this room?
No, there aren't.
No, there aren't. Very good. Now comes a difficult one, and I'm not sure whether you'll be able to do it. The sentence goes like this. She doesn't have a lot of coffee in her mug. I want you to give me this very same sentence with the exact same meaning, but using very little.
She has very little coffee.
Where?
In her mug.
In her mug. Very good. She has very little coffee in her mug. We'll take a look at that probably next week. He's intelligent and wise. He's intelligent and wise. Teresa goes, mm-mm.
What does he look like?
No. What does he look like? No. No. But it's something that we can't see. It's something the person is. Okay. So the sentence is,
What is he like?
What is he like? Very good. He's intelligent and wise. Very good. Ask me where my mom was yesterday at 8 p.m.
Where were you,
no,
mom?
No, not where were. Where was?
Where was your mom yesterday at 8 p.m.?
Very good. I don't know. I have no idea.
You can phone her and ask.
I actually should. I should call her right now, speak to her in Polish, and say, Mom, where were you yesterday at 8 p.m.? Probably at home. Good, next question. They're doing great. Annabelle, they're doing great. Give me the question.
How are they?
Very good. Are you swimming in a pool or are you swimming in the sea?
I'm not swimming in either.
Yes. You're not swimming in a pool and you're not swimming in the sea. Very good. And can you run 100 meters in under 8 seconds?
No, I can't.
Very good. And do you know how to make scones, Jesus?
No, I can't.
Do you know how to make scones?
No, I don't.
Very good. Very good. And ask me if I can ride a horse.
Can you ride a horse?
Very good. Yes, I can. I can ride a horse. And where were you at this time yesterday, Jessica?
I was in the program.
Very good. Also known as?
Here.
I was here. Very good. Very good. And do you know where Ulaanbaatar is?
Yes, I know.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Very good. Where is it?
It's in Mongolia.
It's in Mongolia. Very good. And what nationality are people from Jamaica?
People from Jamaica are Jamaicans.
Jamaican.
Jamaican.
Yes, no S. Very good. Okay. Ask me to point at the door and talk to Jessica.
Julia, point at the door and talk to Jessica.
Talk
to Jessica.
Again.
Julia, point to the door.
Point at the door.
Point at the door and talk.
Talk.
Talk to Jessica.
Very good. What is she telling me?
She is telling you to point at the door and looking at...
And talk?
She's telling you to point at the door and talking to...
And talk?
And talk to Jessica.
Very good. So what does she want me to do?
She wants you to pointing at the door.
To point
at the door, mm-hmm. and talk to Jessica.
Very good. So what am I about to do?
You're about to point at the door and look at me.
And talk to me.
And talk to me.
And talk to me. Very good. what am I doing, Annabelle?
You are pointing at the door and talking. Talking to Jessica.
Very good. There seems to be a general misunderstanding on when to say talk and when to say talking. You mm-hmm. say talking when you're doing it. What am I doing? You're talking. You're pointing. You're looking at. You're listening to. Okay? But if you want somebody to do something, it has to be the infinitive. Okay? What am I about to do? You're about to point at the door. What am I doing right now? You're pointing. So if you hear an ing in the question, what am I doing? The verb that you use in the answer has to be an ing. What is she asking me? She's asking you, or she's telling you, and then comes the second part, which has to be an infinitive. She's telling you to point at the door. Okay. Who likes animals? Jesus, you or me?
Both of us. Like animals.
Very good. She's getting better.
How is she?
Very good. They're tall and strong.
They
are tall and strong.
What do they look like?
What do they look like? Very good. Ask me if I had a headache. If I have a headache.
Do you have a headache? No.
Yeah, do you have a headache? Very good. Se ha suprimido ahí la tos, la tosecilla. What is she asking me?
She's asking you if you have a headache.
Very good. So what does she want to know?
She wants to know if you have a headache.
A headache. Very good. So what am I about to answer?
You're about to answer if you have a headache.
If you have a headache. Very good. No, I do not have a headache. Not yet. Not yet. But I might have a headache depending on the vocabulary. All right. So yesterday we went from list 1 to list 36. Today we're going to go from list 36 to list about 22. Okay. We're talking about vocabulary booklet number 1. And I want to know how you say sello, Teresa.
Stamp.
Ain? Again?
Stamp.
Ah, all right. With a p sound, that sounds much better. It's not stamp, it's stamp. Very good. Ganar.
To win.
Very good. Débil.
Weak.
Weak. Very good. Very good. Funny thing, sometimes what happens to me is that I recognize certain words. It's the same word in Polish as in Spanish, but it means something completely different in Polish. It happened, I think I talked about this once on the radio. It happens, for example, with rana. Rana in Spanish is obviously?
Rana.
Frog.
In Spanish.
Yeah, rana in Spanish. Well, yeah. But rana in Spanish in English means frog. In Polish, it means herida.
Oh.
You know? So the same thing happens with débil. In Spanish, it means weak. And in Polish, it actually means imbecil. So sometimes it happens. I'm not aware of it when I speak, but then sometimes it's like, hang on, rana exists in Polish as well, and this is what it means. So it's a crazy feeling. Yeah, yeah, very false friend. All right, cepillo,
brush.
Very good. What about isla?
Island.
Very good. Cuello.
Neck.
Uh-huh. Guardar o mantener.
To keep.
Very good. Conversar sobre un tema.
To discuss.
Very good. Empezar.
to start.
Very good. ¿Verdadero o verdad?
True.
True. Very good. ¿Seguro o libre de peligro?
Safe.
Safe. Very good. What about fondo o parte inferior?
Bottom.
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 That's it. Now you have it. Odiar.
To hate.
To hate. Very good. Bailar.
To dance.
Yes. Además de.
Beside, in addition to.
In addition to. Very good. Hasta ahora.
So far.
Very good. ¿Algo frío o fresco?
Cold.
Or?
Fresh.
Or? Cool.
Cool.
Cool. Cool. Cool. Comparado con Anabel.
Compared to.
Compared to. Very good. Retraso.
Delay.
Yes. Establecer.
Establish.
Very good. Enseñar.
To show.
What am I doing to you?
To teach.
To teach. Very good. Traer.
To bring.
Yes. Cruzar.
To cross.
Very good. Invitar.
To invite.
Very good. Impreso o formulario. Impreso o formulario.
Print. No.
No, impreso is print. Yeah, you could. Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Form,
form,
form. Vaciar.
To empty.
To empty. Very good. El mejor.
The best.
Yes. Salud.
Health.
Very good. Fracaso.
Failure.
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 Very good. Acontecimiento. 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 Teresa. Starts with. E.
Event.
Event. Very good. Limpiar, Anabel.
To clean.
Valor, Jesús.
Value. 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 Value.
Value.
Value.
Yes. After saying five different versions of the word, value is the one I wanted. So I'm very satisfecho.
Satisfied.
Satisfied. Very good. Potente o poderoso.
Powerful.
Power.
Powerful.
Powerful. I know it's spelled P-O-W-E-R, power, but we say pow. Pow. Power. Promedio. Vaya pique. Vaya pique que tienen esos dos. Jesus, help her.
Average.
Average. Very good. And the last one, recomendar.
Recommend.
To recommend. Very good. All right. We're going to take a look at basics. So we're going to basics. We're going to translate years today. And I'm talking about block number 7 in the English O'Clock book. Okay. So I'm going to read it out in Spanish and you have to say it in English. Remember, this is a basic. And with basics, what we always do is we pay a euro for every or similar that you say. All right, so get all the M's, ums, and maybes out of your system and don't say them. So the first year is 2016. 2016. 1 euro. Qué bueno que luego nadie me paga, pero bueno. 2016.
216.
But it's a year. It's a year. It's not a number.
2016.
Very good. What about 1986?
1986.
Very good. 1538. Anabel.
15.
Again?
15.
There is no B sound. Fifth.
1538.
Very good. 1987.
1987.
Very good. 2003.
2013.
Pero es 2003.
Ah, 2003. 2003.
Yeah, we wouldn't say...
2003.
Yes, either it's 2003, which I personally would never say,
okay.
Or it's 2003.
That's it.
I always repeat the same thing, but I don't know why it feels strange to say 2001, 2002, 2004, 2007, 2009, 2006. It just feels weird. It feels good or it feels right as of 2010. So you have 2010, 2011, 2018, 2019, 2023. But up till 2010, we say 2001, 2000, not we, I. Okay? Tampoco puedo generalizar. All right, so 2003 would be the way I say it and the way I would teach you. I'm sure there are people who say 2003, but it doesn't feel right for me. So I'd rather have you say 2003. Repeat.
2003.
Very good. 1523.
15, 23.
Very good. 1827.
1827.
Very good. 1997.
1997.
Very good. 1823.
1823.
1823. And the last one, 1676. 1676. Give me the start.
16.
Very good. And the end?
76.
70 what?
76.
76. Very good. 1676. Okay. Remember, we don't say the dates, the years as a number, as you said in the beginning. So 2016 wouldn't be 2000. Well, in this case, it would. Pero 1986 no sería 1986 unless it's a number. If it's a number, if you, I don't know, your parents, all of a sudden you win the lottery. And you win 1,986 euros, then of course this is how you would say it. But if you were born, if you were born 32 years ago, then you would be born in 1986. Which is actually, when you come to think of it, is actually much easier than in Spanish. Because in Spanish you have to say, ah, bueno, pues nací en 1984. Here it's 1984. 19. So you really have to know numbers from 1 to 99 to be able to say the years, any year. Any year, and you can say it with the numbers from 1 to 99. All right, let's take a look at drill 101. We're going to do sentences 41 to 50, practicing either and both. Okay, this should go really quickly. Are you typing or moving the mouse? Jesus.
I'm not doing either.
I'm not doing either. Very good. Are you typing or writing?
I'm not doing either.
Very good. Are you wearing a coat or a jacket?
I'm not. Wearing either.
Very good, because you're not wearing a coat, you're not wearing a jacket. Okay. Are you typing with your hand or with, are you typing with your right hand or with your left hand? Teresa, you're going to answer that right after the break, so don't you guys go anywhere.
El libro del programa English O'Clock te está ofreciendo este programa. Descubre. Aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Thirteen years ago, I came to Spain as a volunteer. I never thought I'd become an English teacher. I never thought I would spend this amount of time living in a country that I didn't know anything about. But the experience that I was about to have was one that really changed my life. It opened my eyes to the culture here in Spain, to the people of Spain. And I had such a positive experience because I saw Spanish people on a Von Town program who were enjoying the language and who left the program so satisfied with what they had done that I was really proud to be a part of that program. I went on to do four more programs as an Anglo, as we say, as a volunteer, and then I went on to become a Vaughan teacher. But out of all these years teaching English, about 13 years of teaching English in Spain, I've seen it all, but I've never seen progress like I saw at Vaughan Town. You see, in Vaughan Town, you don't have teachers. There are no classrooms. There aren't really rules. There's just guidelines to match you up with real native English speakers. So you're not going to be practicing conditionals. You're not going to be working on phrasal verbs or things like that in a structured classroom setting. But you're going to be, more importantly, you're going to be dealing with real English. You're going to be hearing real English with Mary from Melbourne and Tom from Pennsylvania and maybe a Kyle from Canada, who knows? People from all over the world who speak English as a native language are there, so you're exposed, you develop your ear, you open up to the language, and it's truly a wonderful thing. Most of the people who go to Vaughan Town as Spaniards, they have classes, they have books, they're studying rules, and they associate learning a language with studying and with it being a chore, with it being an obligation. But at Vaughan Town, you're exposed to real English. You speak it. It's sort of survival of the fittest. You're forced to be involved in a conversation. You're bombarded. And it's frustrating. It's tough. It's challenging. It's not easy, especially for the first few days. But after a few days, you'll notice your comprehension start to improve. And by the end of the program, you'll be understanding so much more than the day you arrived. So if you want to make a jump, if you want to do something truly interesting with your English, something truly to make a true jump, a real quick, strong improvement with your comprehension and ability to communicate. You'll still make mistakes with grammar, of course, but you'll feel much more confident and open communicating and standing up with someone and speaking English. You'll be more comfortable with the language. That's what I have seen at Vaughan Town. It works better than any product that I have ever been involved with as a teacher, as someone who has taught about 12,000 hours in this country over the last 13 years. I think I've seen just about everything, but I think Vaughan Town is a revolutionary, a very unique product, and one that I would certainly recommend if you want to do something different with your English. You really want to improve as a communicator. You want to improve your comprehension. Then Vaughan Town is certainly the program for you. You won't speak any more English in 1 week. In fact, when I was there, I think it's the most English I've ever spoken in 1 week as well, was right there in Vaughan Town. So I recommend you look for it. The program is Vaughan Town, and I'm sure it's a great investment with your English that you certainly won't regret.
Este verano, no abandones tu inglés. Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Hello and welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. It's Teresa's turn to answer. Are you typing with your right or with your left hand?
I'm not typing either.
With
either.
I'm not typing with either. Very good. Are you vacuuming the floor or are you washing the dishes?
I'm not doing either.
Very good. Are you walking your dog or your cat?
I'm not walking either.
Very good. Are you washing the dishes or are you asking questions?
I'm not doing either.
Very good. Are you washing the dishes or doing the laundry? Annabelle. Are you washing the dishes or doing the laundry? ¿Qué era? And ahora mismo en la cabeza de Annabelle, ¿qué era laundry? ¿Qué era laundry?
I remember. I'm not doing either.
You're not doing either. Very good. Obviously, because there is no washing machine here and there is no sink either. Very good. Are you watching a movie or are you watching a series?
I'm not watching either.
Very good. Are you watching TV or listening to music?
I'm not doing either.
I'm not doing either. Very good. Very good. Drill number 109 is the next exercise. Sentences 16 to 30, and we're moving into the questions and the first conditional. Yesterday we did 15. Today we're going to do 15 more. And remember, I want you to answer in the full sentence. And why do I want you to answer in the full sentence? Now, if you speak to someone in a normal way, you would actually never answer a question unless you really want to put emphasis on something. So if somebody said, did you eat a burger yesterday? And you say, no, I didn't eat a burger yesterday. You know, then you emphasize something. Otherwise, you would just say, no, I didn't. Okay. But what I want you to start doing is understanding the sequence of the words in a sentence. Because if you always answer with a short answer, then you won't be able to reproduce correctly what I want you to reproduce. So, will water become solid if you freeze it?
Yes, it will
become
a solid if I freeze it.
Very good. It will become solid if you freeze it. Very good. Will you get purple if you mix red and blue?
Yes, it will.
Will you?
No, I won't be purple.
But I'm not asking if you'll be purple. I'm asking you if you get the color purple, if you mix the color red and the color blue.
Yes.
All right.
I will. Yes, it will.
But give me the full answer.
Yes, it will get purple.
I will get purple.
Yes, I will get purple if I mix two colors.
Well, what colors? What colors?
I think.
What colors do you need to get purple? You don't need yellow, I can tell you that. Or green.
Red.
And?
Blue.
Yes. Red and blue.
Oh.
All right.
The primary colors.
Very good. Will the grass get wet if it rains?
Yes, will. Yes, the garden will. The grass.
Qué malos. Es que sois malignos.
Somos lo peor.
Sois lo peor.
No,
will the grass get wet if it rains? Pobre Anabel. Que no es de vergüenza. Que no, que drama. Reíros, que yo también me río.
Yes, the grass will get if
it will get what? Will get dry, purple, green, wet.
Wet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the grass will wet.
Get wet?
Get wet if it rains.
If it rains.
Rains.
If it rains. Very good. Will I catch a cold if my boyfriend catches one?
No, you won't catch a cough.
You won't?
You won't catch a cough.
Cold.
A cold if your boyfriend... If your boyfriend catches
Ooh, start cold. Again. Start again. Start again.
No, you won't catch a cold if your boyfriend catches a cold.
Catches one.
Catches one.
Catches one. Very good. Very good. Will you stop saying if you have to pay a euro for each... and she's going to start with
Yes, I will. Can you repeat me, please?
I can't repeat you. You're unique. I love that. I love that. I say this at least once a year, and I'm just waiting for it. It's like, vale, para 2018, so ya está hecho. Will you stop saying if you have to pay a euro for each
Yes, I will stop saying if I have to pay a euro for each
Very good, very good. Will you ask me if you don't understand something, Anabel?
Yes, I will.
Sí, claro.
Yes, I will. You.
Ask, I will.
Asking
you. I will ask.
I will ask you.
Mm-hmm.
When
if
I don't understand something.
If I don't understand something. Very good. Will you call me if you can't come to class tomorrow?
Yes, I will call you if I can't come to class tomorrow.
Very good. Will you go to Alabama if I pay for your trip?
Of course I will go to Alabama if you pay for my trip.
Very good. Will you go shopping if your pants shrink?
Yes, I will go shopping if my pants shrink.
Very good. Anabel, what are pants?
Pantalones.
And what is to shrink?
Pequeños.
No, if they shrink, porque una cosa es que nosotros engordemos y no nos cabe la ropa, y otra cosa encoja. Es que la ropa encoja. So to shrink is encoger. All right? So if your pants shrink, you wash them too hot. And too hot temperature, and they shrink. Okay, so obviously you have to go shopping if all of your pants shrink. Very good. Will you call your friend if he has a problem?
Yes, I will call him if he has a problem.
Very good. Will you answer if I ask you a question?
Yes, I will answer if you ask me a question.
Very good. Will you get orange if you mix red and yellow?
Yes, I will get orange if I mix red and yellow.
Very good. Will a plant die if you don't water it? Will a plant die if you don't water it?
Yes, the plant... A plant will...
die?
Die, mm-hmm. If I don't water.
What?
Mm.
If you don't water?
A plant.
If you don't want to say the plant, if I don't water...
It.
If I don't water it. Very good. Will you give a coin to a beggar if you have one?
Yes, I will give a coin to a beggar if I have one.
Very good. Will you turn on the aircon if it gets really hot?
Yes, I will. I will turn on the air condition.
The aircon.
The aircon, mm-hmm. if it's hot. If it gets hot.
Really hot.
Really hot.
Again.
I will turn on the aircon if it's really...
If it gets?
if it gets really hot.
If it gets really hot. If it gets really hot. Very good. Remember, if you use will once, you can't use it again in the sentence. Okay? Will you turn on? Yes, I will, if it gets really hot. Not, will you turn on the air conditioning if it will get... No. Yes, I will turn it on in case, si se da la casualidad, que hace mucho calor. All right. Drill number 111. It's about can, what we started practicing yesterday as well. 11 to 20 are the questions that we're going to do. Can you ice skate? Jesus.
Yes, I can.
Very good. Give me the full answer.
Yes, I can. I can ice skate. I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Ice skate. I can. Ice skate. Ice skate.
Again, the whole thing.
Ice skate.
Yes.
Yes, I can. Ice skate.
All right. So we know that you can skate, but I want you to tell me if you can ice skate.
I can ice skate.
All right. Yes, I can ice skate. Very good. Can you play the violin? Can you play the violin?
No, I can't.
Give me the whole answer.
No, I can't play the violin.
Very good. And can you horseback ride?
Yes, I can horseback ride.
Very good. Can you pole vault? Can you pole vault?
No, I can't pole vault.
Hay que ver. Es que piensan que no le voy a pillar. Es que está claro que no sabe qué es. What is pole vault?
Pole vault. I don't know.
Es un tipo de salto.
I can't pole vault.
With a pole.
Vértiga.
Yes. Mm. Yes. I mean, I know that you can't do that. But the pole vault es saltar. Ahora no lo sé si es saltar a o saltar con.
Saltar con. No, salto a pértiga.
Salto a pértiga. Saltar pértiga.
¿Sí?
Yo salto pértiga.
Venga. Está, vamos, está clarísimo.
Salto de pértiga.
Sí, de pértiga.
Vale. So, to pole vault es saltar de pértiga o lo que sea.
Salto de pértiga.
But what's the verb?
Saltar con pértiga. I would say
saltar con. Yo digo saltar pértiga es sin preposición.
Okay, all right. So.
Lo dice Tino.
I can only see Tino's hand. He says de. All right, hang on. Let's go into the dictionary and write pole vault. And by the way, pole vault, it sounds like, how on earth do you spell pole vault? It's P-O-L-E, pole, pole, vault, V-A-U-L-T, salto con garrocha.
Salto
con pértiga. Salto con pértiga. That's pole vault. All right? So I hope you won't ever forget that. So Teresa, can you pole vault?
I can't pole vault.
You can't pole vault. Very good. So can you read a book in an hour?
No, I can't read a book in an hour.
I can't read a book in an hour. Very good. Can you play golf?
Yes, I can play golf.
Very good. Can you ski?
Yes, I can ski.
Very good. Can you snowboard?
Yes, I can snowboard.
Very good. Can you bake a birthday cake?
No, I can't bake a birthday cake.
Very good. Can you make cream cheese brownies?
No, I can't make cream cheese brownies.
Very good. All right. We can take a look at vocabulary books at number two, and it's list number one that we're going to look at. And it goes like this. Aceptable. Jesus.
Acceptable.
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 Acceptable. Very good. Alrededor de.
Surrounded.
Alrededor de is a...
Around.
Very good. Despierto, Anabel.
Awake.
Very good. Brasileño.
Brazilian.
Again?
Brazilian.
Now, the Z sound has to be a little bit stronger.
Brazilian.
Stronger.
Brazilian.
You're saying it starts with a S. I need you to say Z. That's the Z sound. Brazilian. Again?
Brazilian.
Perfect. Very good. Amplio.
Broad.
Very good. Con cuidado.
Careful.
Con cuidado. Con cuidado. Carefully.
Carefully.
Very good. What about doble?
Double.
Double. Very good. Duración. Duración.
Last?
Mm-mm.
No.
Try it. It's very similar to the Spanish
word.
No. No?
Duration.
Duration. Very good. Duration. Fácilmente.
Easily.
Easily. Very good. Énfasis.
Emphasis.
Emphasis. Very good. Regalo.
Gift.
Very good. Or?
Present.
Present. Very good. Crecimiento.
Rising.
Mm-mm. Jesus?
Growth.
Growth. Growth. Delante de.
In front of.
In front of. Very good. Incompleto. Try it. It's very similar.
Incomplete.
Incomplete. Very good. What about ruido?
Noise.
Very good. What about enfermo?
Ill.
Or?
Sick.
Sick. Very good. Letrero.
Sign.
Very good. Lento.
Slow.
Very good. Hasta ahora.
Since now.
Mm-mm. So?
So far.
So far. Very good. Blando o suave?
Soft.
Very good. Ajustar.
To adjust.
To adjust. Very good. Molestar.
Annoy.
To annoy or to?
Bother.
Bother. Very good. Very good. Never molest. That's a whole different meaning. Okay? Molestar is to bother or to annoy. Llevar.
To try.
¿Eh?
To try. To carry.
To carry, no.
To carry.
To carry tampoco. To carry.
To carry.
Carry. Very good. Very good. What about congelar? Congelar. Yeah. You got it.
Freeze?
Freeze. To freeze. Yes. Perder.
To lose.
To lose. Very good. What about alrededor de?
Around.
Very good. What about con cuidado?
Carefully.
Very good. What about duración?
Duration.
Duration. Very good. Crecimiento.
Growth.
Very good. Incompleto.
incomplete.
Incomplete. Very good. Hasta ahora.
So far.
And llevar. Llevar.
To carry.
¿Qué?
To carry.
Carry. That's it. That's what I wanted. Very good. We're going to do a mastering the interrogative. Specifically, it's block 6 on page 159 in the English O'Clock book. And it goes like this. Orense is a city. Orense is a city. Annabelle.
What's the city?
Mm-mm. Orense is a city. A city is an answer. What is?
What is it? No.
But we're talking, we're not saying it is a city. We're saying Orense is a city. So what is?
The street. No.
All right, let's try. Let's try in Spanish. Orense es una ciudad.
¿Qué ciudad?
No, una ciudad es la respuesta.
¿Qué es Orense?
¿Qué es Orense? That's it.
What is Orense?
What is Orense? Very good. Well, Orense is a city. Very good. We're reading.
What are we doing?
Very good. It's a hard-boiled egg. It's a hard-boiled egg.
What is a hard-boiled
egg? A hard-boiled egg is the answer.
What is it?
What is it? It's a hard-boiled egg. Very good. Salamanca is famous for its university.
What is Salamanca famous for?
No.
What?
Salamanca is the answer. Salamanca is the answer. Salamanca is famous for its university. What?
What is
famous for?
What is famous for its university?
Very good. What is famous for its university? Well, Salamanca is famous for its university. Say famoso?
Famous.
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 Famous. Very good. Math is easy for Jack.
What's easy for Jack?
Very good. Math is easy for Jack.
Who is math easy for?
Very good. He's French. He's French.
Where?
Nope. French is not a place. It's a nationality. So this has to be about nationalities.
Who is?
Nope. No. What?
What
nationality?
What nationality?
Is? The sentence is, he's French.
What nationality is he?
Yes, what nationality is he? Very good. It's his car.
Whose car is it?
Very good. The book is on the floor.
What is in the, on the floor?
What's on the floor? Very good. She's running in the park.
What is she running?
No, running is the answer. She's running in the park.
Who's running in the park?
No, running can't be in the question because it's the answer.
Who's in the park?
But that you're... A ver cómo lo explico. Ella está corriendo en el parque.
Who's running in the park?
Que no puedes utilizar corriendo, que es la respuesta. So, she's running in the park. Jessica, help
what
him.
What is she doing?
What is she doing where?
So
in the park.
What is she doing in the park?
What is she doing in the park?
Yes, she's running in the park. Second, the number 11. She's running in the park. She's running in the park. In the park is the answer.
Where is she?
Where is she?
Running.
Where is she running? She's running in the park. Very good. Joyce is Steve's aunt. Joyce is Steve's aunt.
Who is Steve's aunt?
Very good. Who is Steve's aunt? Very good. Patrick's playing rugby. Patrick's playing rugby.
What does Patrick's play?
Patrick's playing rugby.
What is Patrick playing?
Yes. What is Patrick playing? He's playing rugby. Very good. I'm eating some chocolate cake. I'm eating some chocolate cake. Some chocolate cake is the answer.
What are you eating?
What are you eating? Very good. Very good. They're listening to music.
What are they doing?
They is the answer.
Who is listening to music?
Again?
Who is listening to music?
Who is listening to music? That's right. Who is listening to music? All right. Very good. The last exercise for today is going to be translation list number 10 from translation booklet number 2. And it goes like this. ¿Por qué me estás haciendo tantas preguntas?
Why are you asking me so many questions.
Very good. Ella es la que lleva una blusa. Ella es la que lleva una blusa.
She is who?
She is the...
The one?
Mm-hmm.
She is the one who's wearing? Who's wearing a blouse.
A blouse. A blouse. Yes. She is the one who's wearing a blouse. Está empezando a llover.
It's starting to rain.
To rain.
To rain.
It's starting to rain. Very good. Estoy sentado en el suelo.
I'm sitting on the floor.
I'm sitting on the floor. Very good. Alguien está durmiendo en mi cama.
Somebody is sleeping in my bed.
Very good. ¿Estás leyéndolo?
Are you reading it?
Very good. Are you reading it? Very good. ¿Por qué no estás trabajando, Anabel? ¿Por qué no estás trabajando?
Why aren't you working?
Why aren't you working? Very good. Estoy secando la vajilla.
I'm drying the dishes.
Yes, I'm drying dishes. Very good. ¿Qué haces?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Very good. ¿Por qué no estás haciendo nada?
Why aren't you doing anything?
Very good. Están corriendo más rápido que yo.
They are running than me.
Faster.
Faster
than I am.
Faster I am.
Than I am.
Then I am.
Then
I am.
Very good. They're running faster than I am. Very good. Me están trayendo regalos.
They are bringing me presents.
Very good. They're bringing me presents. Estamos cerrando la tienda.
We are closing the door. We're closing the shop.
Very good. We're closing the shop or we're closing the store.
The store.
Very good. Él está hablando con un acento.
He's speaking with accent.
With an accent.
With an accent.
Con
okay.
un acento.
Okay.
Again.
He's speaking with an accent.
Very good. Estoy intentando dormir.
I'm trying sleeping.
I'm trying?
To sleeping.
To sleep.
I'm trying to sleep.
I'm
trying to sleep.
To sleep.
I'm trying to sleep.
To sleep. Very good. I'm trying to sleep. Están intentando parar el coche.
They're trying to stop the car.
They're trying to stop the car. Very good. Estamos dándoles algunos problemas.
We're giving them some problems.
Very good. Again?
You are giving...
We're.
We're giving them...
Giving...
we are giving them.
No. We're
giving.
Not given. Giving.
Giving.
Yes.
We're giving them some problems.
That's it. We're giving them some problems. Very good. Estoy poniéndolo en tus manos.
I'm putting it in your hands.
Again.
I'm putting it in your hands.
Very good. Estoy levantándome más tarde que antes.
I'm getting...
Stop, Teresa. Continue. Estoy levantándome más tarde que antes.
I'm getting more...
I'm getting up more... Later?
Later than...
Antes.
Than before.
Yes, I'm getting up later than before. Very good. I wanted her to practice getting up. Estoy bebiendo demasiado. Estoy bebiendo demasiado.
I'm drinking too much.
I'm drinking too much. Very good. Estás bebiendo demasiado.
You are drinking too much.
Very good. ¿Quién está llevando las maletas?
Who's carrying the luggage? The suitcases.
Very good. ¿Con quién estás trabajando ahora? Who are you working with? Who are you working with?
Now. Okay.
Now. Very good. ¿Por qué estás haciendo esto? Jesus.
Why are you doing this?
Very good. ¿Y por qué estás haciéndome esto?
Why are you making it?
Doing this to me. To me. Very good. Estoy empezando a enfadarme.
I'm starting to get angry.
Very good. Estoy haciendo una lista muy larga.
I'm making a very big list.
A very long list.
A very long list.
Very good. The Twitter question was, can you play the violin? Annabelle, can you play the violin?
No, I can't play the violin.
Jeez, imagine you can. Can you play the violin?
Yes, I can.
I can play?
Yes, I can play the violin.
Very good. Thank you guys for being here with us. Thank you guys for listening. Have a fantastic afternoon and see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
Radio. ¿Alguna vez has pensado en todo lo que puedes llegar a conseguir? Alcanzar todas tus metas, todas las oportunidades laborales.